So we ask that Hashem should sound the shofar gadol lechirusayim for our freedom. What does our freedom really mean? So the Kesef Mahira explains that we should be zeicher, we should merit to go back to our original freedom that we had at the time when we received the Torah. This is actually freedom from the Malach HaMavis, or the freedom from the Yetzirah, and certainly and absolutely freedom from the nations of the world. But the truth is, Sfasamis takes it further and says true freedom is to really live in the shadow of Hashem, to understand that the Hanhagas HaTeva, the way that Hashem runs the world through nature, is really with the Kach, which is the Malam in HaTeva, with the supernatural force. It's just that Hashem clothes the supernatural forces with which He runs the world with something that looks like nature. And real chiris is to be able to see behind the mask or behind the smoke screen. But the Sfasamis goes further and explains that real chiris is you're not beholden to anything. Hashem created the world, that different beings have dominance over other beings. It's true in the spiritual world, it's true in the physical world. But obviously, Hashem is all-powerful. And for us to just to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam is the most liberating thing possible. That's exactly what Mashiach is for. It's for us to have true connection to Hashem. And the Nes, the banner, the Sun Nes, the Kabbetz Kali Yaseinu. It's a banner bringing everyone home. The Abaye Benel actually says that this banner is actually a metaphor for the shofar, or for the other miracles that happened at the time of the Geula. But a Nes explains the Sfasamis going further based on what he was saying before. We know that Hashem recreates the world every moment, but He hides Himself within nature. And when Hashem does a Nes, a miracle, He reveals His Malchus, His ruling of the world. And there He's not hidden by Teva. He's not hidden by nature. And therefore through Nisim, through miracles, Hashem's name becomes manifest and known in the world. And that's why it's a Nes. A Nes means a banner, because it's a sign, it's a testimony about Hashem. And therefore, when Nisim happen, when miracles happen, more people join the fold, more people recognize Hashem's presence. More people become more connected to Hashem. Truth is, when America happens to you as an individual, it connects you to a higher, more supernatural force. It lifts you up from your lower spiritual level to a higher spiritual level. Interestingly enough, the Tiferes Shlomo, if we're going Hasidish on this, says Nes is the letters of Seimech Noflim. Shem supports those who fall. And the idea is to be able to lift up, to raise up those elements of Kedusha that have fallen away. This is the point of the Geula, to restore Kvod Shamayim to what it's meant to be, to restore Am Yisrael to what we're meant to be. It will happen however it happens. We daven that it should be in a supernatural fashion. It should be Adidei Nes, that everybody should see and understand and be elevated back to the truth, to be able to restore and recalibrate the world to what it's really meant to be.